USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is facing accusations that he personally rejected proposals to enhance teen mental health on Facebook and Instagram, including shutting down a suggestion to disable Instagram's beauty filters, according to newly unsealed documents. Critics argue that these face-altering filters contribute to unrealistic body image expectations and harm teens' mental health. The lawsuit also alleges that Meta, under Zuckerberg's direction, exploited the psychology of adolescent brains and set goals to increase user time spent on Instagram. Closing arguments are set to begin Wednesday in the 14th Amendment disqualification trial against Donald Trump in Colorado, following the conclusion of witness testimony earlier this month. In a related development, the Minnesota Supreme Court rejected an attempt to block Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot, but left open the possibility of future challenges if he secures the nomination. The 14th Amendment, barring officials who engaged in insurrection from holding office, lacks clear enforcement mechanisms, making these challenges, seen as long shots by many experts, relatively rare. Acapulco is trying to clean up in the wake of Hurricane Otis, but it's turning out to be a monumental task.
In Mexico, a trash crisis in Acapulco in the aftermath of Hurricane Otis. Massive piles of garbage more than 2 weeks after the storm. Recovery efforts underway, but the smell of garbage permeating the air. 10,000 Mexican National Guard troops deployed to the area to help in the cleanup. More than $3 billion will be spent to build new hotels. I'm Laura Winters.
No one matched all six numbers to win the Powerball jackpot on Saturday night, and no tickets matched all five numbers except for the Powerball, which would have been worth a $1 million payout. The jackpot now climbs to roughly $235 million for Monday night's drawing. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A recent Gallup poll says 69% of people polled believe abortion should be legal in the first 3 months of pregnancy. In that same poll, 66% of Americans believe abortion should not be legal under any circumstances. This as Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Leader, tells MSNBC there should be no restrictions on abortion.
Abortion care should be a choice between a woman and her doctor, period, full stop. Not these extreme politicians who are trying to jam their ideology into this incredibly important, sensitive health care decision.
California is taking a stand against fake news by teaching classes about it in public schools.
Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students in schools to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. These lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes throughout the school year. I'm John Schaefer.
If you're looking to save some money on your holiday food bill, Walmart and Aldi are reducing prices on Thanksgiving foods this year. Walmart's CEO stated they're working to offset inflation by lowering prices on various food items, building on previous investments. Aldi is also cutting prices on over 70 holiday food products, and both retailers plan to maintain these lower prices until the end of the year. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.